It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Happy 2018, Prime Minister.
Happy New Year to you, Mikey.
Did you have a good one? You had a good break?
I did. Have you ever found that part of the year is the fastest of all of the parts of the year?
Lightning fast, actually. Lightning fast. And I imagine it would be too when you're in one of these big, grown-up, important jobs like Prime Minister. We're just talking about that actually. Yoga and I were just talking about how it's the difference in your life this Christmas compared to, say, last Christmas.
And yet Christmas was exactly the same.
Was it? Good
well,
family?
Well, except the nieces and nephews, there was an additional one this year, but other than that, it was, it was great. It was just family time. It was really nice.
Family time with security guys in the other room enjoying cakes.
Something. Oh no! We brought them in, so it was the Ardern Gayford plus security Christmas.
Security Christmas, yeah, you had a theme. Awesome. Well, over that break, is there anything that you think that's sort of been going on internationally? Far be it from me to try and throw you under the bus and say, what do you think of Donald Trump's latest gaffe? I mean, surely universally we all think, don't be a racist. Yeah. Nobody like. I think the United Nations said it best when they said, that's just racist. You can't do that.
Well, I was thinking a little bit about how we'd respond if he'd said that about New Zealand. I think probably we would have been quite firm in our response. It's both a statement about he's made about a country, but also a country's people, and so no question that it's offensive and the representatives for the United States in each of those countries are the ones that I feel for now, because obviously they've got an affinity for the place that they live and work, and they've of course those comments are indefensible. So
and also it's globally divisive, isn't it? It sort of says, hey, you know, if you're brown, then you know, it's disgusting. Yeah. It's disgusting. You know what? I don't want to bring my kid up in a world where people talk like that. But that's just, we'll have to, you know, we have to deal with him till he's finished, and then we move on. But what about, is there anything that's happened over the break that you think politically has been particular? Obviously, the passing of Jim Anderson's been particularly notable. I'll ask about that. What do you think?
I went to his funeral last Thursday, and you know, someone had made a good attempt. Matt Robson, who used to work with him, made a good attempt at trying to traverse everything that Jim achieved.
So it would have been an 8.5-hour funeral.
It was a difficult task, you know, because of course he wasn't just a politician, and I think that was the thing that really struck me sitting there listening to his grandchildren talk about him. He was a father and a grandfather, and there's that other side of life that you really want to remember when someone passes that we don't see. But he was a remarkable person. He was so assured in his values and principles that when, of course, in the 80s, Labor went in a particular direction, he just said, not for me, and went and started anew, started afresh, and stood by what he believed in, and that was a real mark of Jim Anderson.
Mm. There isn't a proper politician in the House who wouldn't admire Jim Anderson, really, and that's an interesting sort of thing, I guess, when you are now, you're a career politician. When your time's up, when many years from now, when you're passing, that's about the best you can be remembered, isn't it? You know, to be someone that a lot of people argued against in the House, a lot of people disagreed with in the House, yet the respect for him, that's a great politician. You know,
and I've always thought, you know, you're never going to get everyone to agree with you, and if you do, you're probably not saying anything much. But if you can get everyone to at least respect you because you're consistent, you have a really strong basis for the reason that you believe things, you're pretty respectful of others, you've got integrity, then you will, you know, have the respect of other people in Parliament.
No dirty
politicians like that.
No dirty politics. Hey, I noticed that on holiday break, you couldn't keep away from bloody Rhythm and Vines.
No.
Had to go to Rhythm and Vines, didn't you guys? You know?
I didn't, yeah. It wasn't, when we went down there, I wasn't planning on popping in, but I had friends from the States come over and visit, and we thought we'd go out and show them what a New Zealand music festival looks like. So I went out in the afternoon and spent a couple of hours out there. saw Rhea Hall and Lawton Cora perform.
Wow, cool.
Had a quick whip round, and yeah, and so it was in the daytime.
Well,
I was definitely the oldest person there.
I was going to ask, actually. But so in the holidays in New Zealand, I asked our political commentator, Jennifer Curtinus, last week. New Zealanders, by all rights, love to get wasted. And we heard a couple of stories over the break there about alcohol and drugs. And I spoke to a lovely lady called Wendy Allison, who's part of the Know Your Stuff team of people who are out sort of doing testing people's stuff that they want to get high on out at various festivals. I mean, the Labor government, Labor Greens, New Zealand First Coalition, how is your focus on this going to be in the next couple of years? Because we had at the tail end of the last government, we had people dying of synthetic cannabis. We've got medicinal cannabis on the way, it would seem.
There'll be a referendum either by the general election or within it around cannabis reform as well. So that's something we need to do quite a bit of work on what the question looks like. But on the work that's been done by people like Wendy at festivals, you know, this isn't something we've discussed as a government. It's not something that's had to come before us in order to be in place. But I know when I was personally asked some time ago, before being in office, something I was personally hugely supportive of. You know, the question of whether or not, we know from international evidence that if a person, particularly young people, know what is in what they're taking, it changes their decision making. And so, you know, no one, whether it's legal or not, no one wants to see death.
No way! No way! The same way that we don't want to see people drinking themselves into a grave. The same way we don't want to see people, drinking themselves into domestic violence. The same way, or smoking themselves into lung cancer. We want it to be cool.
That's it. Well, the question is, then whether or not you're looking at whether you take a criminal or a health approach to these issues. Certainly Labor's policy has been around shifting much more to a health-based approach. That does mean that we have to look at the way we treat, of course, alcohol.
Being a young Prime Minister and being a new cabinet, you must face some pretty entrenched ideas about that, though.
Actually, I have to say, there's no doubt that...
Do you think the statistics and the proof now are becoming overwhelming that maybe...
Oh, plus New Zealand being the size that it is. We all hear the stories. We all live in communities where there's, people who have been affected by addiction. It's pretty hard in New Zealand politics to put yourself into a bubble regardless of the generation that you're in.
Sure.
That doesn't mean, you'll still have a young person in politics who might take a deeply conservative approach to these issues and not an older person who might not. So, I don't know if that's what defines it quite so much. But I think I've heard some really good conversations being had. Now we need them to probably be had a little more in the public
for them to be documented and sort of ticked off.
I think probably in the lead up to this referendum, at least, that we intend to have on cannabis will lead to a good conversation. Now, that will be up to individual voters to decide how they want to vote, but we've got to make sure we canvass all of the alternatives, all of the evidence in the lead up to that happening.
I think if you ignored talkback radio and you ignored the more vocal people in the country, I think you get quite a grown-up approach on it, I think, which would be really interesting.
I'd like to think so.
And very quickly, just have you been able to get your head across yourself across all the various civil defence emergencies that have just popped up over the break?
And primarily the one of the things on my mind was, as much as I wanted everyone to enjoy good weather, we did go into the summer break with some, pretty tough drought conditions in areas we're not used to seeing them. And in some places that started to resolve itself. But very mindful of the people who produce our food who are impacted by that. But also, there's no doubt you see some of the hugely variable and changeable weather does lend you to start thinking about some of those bigger long-term challenges like climate change we need to address.
Does, doesn't it? So thank you very much for joining us again at the beginning of this year. We're looking forward to a whole... This is going to be a big year for you, isn't it? For you and your government. It's going to be the time to start walking the walk, and I can't wait to talk to you about that every single week here on BFM. Woo!
Indeed. Talk to you soon, Mikey.
Okay, thanks, Jacinda Ardern, Prime Minister of New Zealand.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.